Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Though he recorded with organist Bill Doggett and Jimmy Smith, when saxophonist Percy France died in 1992, he was primarily known and admired among a small circle of his fellow New York City jazz musicians. Now a new website aims to elevate his soulful tenor sound and story. In the next hour, we'll hear some rare recordings that illustrate why France earned that respect from his peers and why he deserves a musical spotlight. It's Percy France, Out of the Shadows, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Thank you. Jimmy Smith performing Apostrophe with Percy France on tenor saxophone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums, recorded for the Blue Note label in 1959. I'm David Brent Johnson, and this week on Nightlights, we're taking a look at a tenor saxophonist whose unique voice may not have reached the audience it deserved, but who was no less brilliant than his better-known colleagues. The depth of Percy France's talent was brought out to me by the recently launched memorial website www.percyfrance.info, which has remembrances by artists and writers like Mike LaDon, Alan Lowe, Phil Schapp, and many others, plus many photos and recordings. The website is meant to bring to light Percy France's artistry, and that's why we're calling this episode Percy France, Out of the Shadows. Percy France was born on August 15, 1928, and died on January 4, 1992, having lived in New York City his entire life. He took lessons on clarinet and piano and bought his own tenor saxophone at the age of 13. Legendary saxophonist Sonny Rollins recently said, "Percy was one of the tenor players that I had to compete with when I was making my reputation as a young saxophonist. He was probably the best player around at that time. I never could beat him. We were good friends, and I think of him as my brother." France's earliest recordings were in 1949 with singer Betty Mays, in such fast company as fellow saxophonist Johnny Griffin and Cecil Payne. But it was in 1952 that Percy France was recommended to organist Bill Doggett, who was looking to make his organ group a little more distinctive by adding a saxophonist. Soon, the Bill Doggett group was among the most popular acts on the R&B scene. Reflecting on France many years later, Doggett praised his unique ability to be able to build a solo. "He would start off simply and pick you up and carry you with him with his solos as a singer would do, just lift you, and you don't know what's happening to you, but you're enjoying it." This is Percy Speaks, a 1953 Bill Doggett single issued on King Records. Percy Speaks, organist Bill Doggett's 1953 recording for the King Records label, with Percy France on tenor saxophone and Shep Shepherd on drums. In addition to the driving jump jazz of a tune like Percy Speaks, Bill Doggett recorded many jazz standards and ballads enlivened by the beautiful tone and feeling of Percy France's tenor sax. In a remembrance on the website www.percyfrance.info, Bill Doggett cites France's playing on the nearness of you, saying to listen to some of those interludes and little things that he played in his solo was just unique. We didn't have to do much rehearsing at all, because I would just say, well, I'm going to make the introduction, and after that you pick up the melody line. Or I would say, well, I got the middle and you got the last eight. I would play the chords, and he would play the feeling. And he played some of the most melodic solos that I had ever heard in my life. Here's Percy France with Bill Doggett performing The Nearness of You on Nightlights. Bill Doggett's recording of The Nearness of You with Percy France on tenor sax, Beverly Peer on bass, and Shep Shepherd on drums. For the rest of his career, Percy France would continue to play tunes associated with his time with Bill Doggett. Here's France with the Oliver Jackson Trio performing Early Bird at a concert in France in 1982. Thank you. saxophonist Percy France performing Early Bird in 1982, backed by the Oliver Jackson Trio, with Oliver Jackson on drums, Cliff Smalls on piano, and Leonard Gaskin on bass. Early Bird, a tune composed by Percy France, and first recorded at his inaugural recording session with Bill Doggett in 1952. After leaving the Doggett Group, Percy France gigged as a leader and as a sideman with many groups, but in 1959 he appeared on what is his best-known recording, as a sideman with the organist Jimmy Smith. Home Cookin' was the name of the album, and Blue Note Records recognized that C.C. Rider was the best tune to promote as a 45. Thank you. Jimmy Smith performing C.C. Rider from his 1959 Blue Note album Home Cookin' with Percy France on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums. Percy France didn't get the chance to record as a leader for Blue Note, but he was brought back into the studio in 1962 for organist Freddie Roach's debut on the label. This is I'm Miz from the Blue Note album Down to Earth on Nightlights.
Thank you.
organist Freddie Roach performing Ah Miz from his 1962 recording and debut for the Blue Note label Down to Earth, featuring Percy France on tenor saxophone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Clarence Johnston on drums. I'll have more of the music of saxophonist Percy France in just a few moments. You can learn much more about Percy France and hear many more recordings at www.percyfrance.info. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Percy France, Out of the Shadows, on Nightlights. I'm featuring the music of saxophonist Percy France on this edition of Nightlights. Longtime jazz producer Michael Cascuna describes France as one of those big-tone tenor players who blended muscle with vulnerability in his soulful performances. Like Ike Quebec and Buddy Terry and so many more, his exquisite voice did not extend beyond the New York metropolitan area, but fortunately his work was captured on a number of recordings. And you can hear many of those recordings on the recently launched website www.percyfrance.info. Percy France's career went into decline at some point after his appearances on the Blue Note label, perhaps due to personal problems, surely due to changes in the musical marketplace for jazz. But by the mid to late 1970s, he became determined to again become an active, full-time musician in his native New York City. He began to appear on stage at clubs like the West End, first as a substitute with groups like Joe Jones and Friends and Russell Prokop's Ellingtonia, and later as a member of Sammy Price's two-tenor Boogie, as well as a member of Joe Albany's New Yorkers. He also led groups of his own like Rhythm and Jazz and Honky Tonk Part 3. It was at the West End that Percy France met Alan Lowe, a saxophonist, composer, and writer. Lowe loved France's playing and couldn't understand why he wasn't better known. And so he recorded him several times, in addition to helping secure bookings for Percy. This next tune is from the one recording that saw a limited release, I Should Care, recorded in New Rochelle, New York in the fall of 1980. Here's Tad Dameron's composition, Our Delight, on Nightlights. tenor saxophonist Percy France doing Our Delight with pianist Dick Katz and bassist Jeff Fuller from Percy France's only leader recording, I Should Care, produced by Alan Lowe and issued on his In-Game Records label. Percy France was a master of the ballad, and Alan Lowe captured a superlative performance at his home studio in 1980. Here's Percy France in Easy Living on Nightlights. Mm-hmm. Tenor saxophonist Percy France performing Easy Living with Bob Nellums on piano, Skinny Brigand on bass, and Sir John Godfrey on drums. Percy France didn't perform only in New York City. In the winters of 1982 and 1983, he toured Europe with the Oliver Jackson Trio, and in between, they recorded an album for the French Black and Blue label called Le Quartet. From that album, here's How Am I to Know on Nightlights. Thank you. saxophonist Percy France with the Oliver Jackson Trio doing How Am I to Know, with Oliver Jackson on drums, Cliff Smalls on piano, and Leonard Gaskin on bass. Percy France died in 1992, not from the cancer he was battling at the time, but from being struck by a car. Though France's death was little noticed at the time outside of the New York jazz community, the recently launched website www.percyfrance.info highlights many testimonials to his significance as an artist and a person. Jazz writer Sasha Feinstein says France performed with an irresistible combination of integrity, confidence, swing, and soul. The late jazz DJ Phil Schapp said that Percy France played the way he spoke, which was heartfelt and soulful. He was philosophical in a very warm and human sense. He wasn't overly spiritual or religious, but he was very, very soulful and straightforward. And he could kind of convert you to whatever he was trying to impart to you just by saying it or by playing it. And as one of France's earliest champions, organist Bill Doggett, said, he was a wonderful man, a wonderful friend, and a wonderful musician. I'll wrap up this tribute to Percy France with a calypso reminiscent of his early fan Sonny Rollins. This is Sly Mongoose on Nightlights. Thank you. I close with saxophonist Percy France performing Sly Mongoose with pianist Lance Hayward, drummer Tootsie Bean, and bassist Bill Pemberton. From the Town Crier recording, Lance Hayward and Friends, A Closer Walk. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Daniel Gould. You can learn much more about the life and music of Percy France at the website www.percyfrance.info, which includes remembrances, photos, a complete sessionography, and many samples of Percy France's recorded legacy. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.